Let me speak to a man who's got an issue with regards to the cars in his area. Good morning, sir.
Hello, Frank. How are you going?
Good, good, good.
I'll tell you what it was. I was driving home from work last night when I got a phone call from his son asking me to come down where he parks his car. So I backtracked down to where he parked his car off Ballymacarrot Street, North Road there, and Fraser's Close. When I got there, there was 9 cars had their tyres sliced. 4 load loaders had to come and take 4 of the cars away. Now, I can understand, Frank, people saying, oh, you're parking outside people's doors, etc., their driveways, their gates. The situation wasn't. In Fraser's Close, there's about 80 yards of a drive up the street before you even come to the houses. And they've been parking there for a while. And my young lug brought me down. His tires were sliced along with 9 other cars.
Yeah, it's just straightforward vandalism. It's just people who love destroying the property that belongs to someone else.
You know, right? Is that right? Well, I don't know, but I don't understand. I mean, it wasn't that he's blocking driveways or anything at all. It was just the police came, done their business, you know, and what have you. Just couldn't understand. They've been parking there for a long time. It's not as if they just came out of the blue.
Yeah, but this vandalism, it happens, and I just detest people who destroy other people's property. Yes, I know some people object to commuters parking in certain areas, and there's also an element of people who go around, you know, issuing a wee bit of protection that if you pay a few pounds, your car will be all right. You want to steer well away from yahoos like that. But, there'll always be, sadly, thugs and vagabonds in this part of the world who will destroy what doesn't belong to them. And sadly, your son has fallen foul of them last night, and indeed the other car owners as well. It must be pretty annoying for the young fella, again, out doing a hard day's work.
Well, it's £120, Frank, for 2 new tyres, you know what I mean? As I say, he said to me last night, where will we park my car today? I said, you'll not be parking it there, that's a cert.
Yeah, that's true. It could be safe there for the next 10 years because the vandals could have moved on to somewhere else. But yep. I'm sorry to hear about it. It's the latest in a long line of attacks on cars parked in various parts of Belfast. And the quicker the police do something about it, the better. But I wouldn't hold your breath.
Well, the police did say that they took all the details down of all the drivers and gave them a serial number thing. And they said they'd be able to claim from the NIO for the damage. So the constable took all the details down of the drivers, the names, addresses, etc. So they contact the NIO down the line, and then they get back to them again, and you should be reimbursed at least for the tyres, you know.
Well, let's hope they do pay out on that one. That is positive, and I hope you can avail of that service, vandalism in a public place. But you can let me know if the checks are actually issued sometime in the future. Sickening is the word. But thanks for letting us know about it. If you're parking over in, what was the area again? Ballymacarrot Street. Okay, it's an area to be avoided at the moment because the vandals have been passing through. Thank you for letting us know.